Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Role Players. I know it's been a while, so today we're going to have a little special on why the Warriors death lineup isn't as good as people think. Now, sorry if my voice is a little raspy. I just had a really fun weekend screaming and singing and all that, so my voice is going to be a little bit raspy. But besides that, let's get into the episode. Now, if you don't know what the Warriors death lineup is, it's a lineup of five All-Stars that were all All-Stars last year, and it consists of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, and Boogie Cousins, otherwise known as DeMarcus Cousins. Now, if you ask a lot of people, they would consider this perhaps the best lineup in the NBA. I don't know if you would call it the best lineup in NBA history, but I feel like you could find some fans that would say that. But what if I told you this lineup isn't as good as you think it is? You would definitely be surprised. I believe you would be surprised, but this lineup is not as good as you think it is. Now, the first telling stat that shows this is that they actually have a negative net rating. They have a negative 0.9 net rating. Now, what a net rating is you take the defensive rating and the offensive rating and find the difference between the two. Basically, you want your net rating to be high. Like, the Milwaukee Bucks have a high net rating, somewhere around 9, if I remember correctly, and that leads the league. So this is a very below average net rating that is not what you would expect to see from a lineup of five All-Stars. Now, that's only the first telling stat that shows that something is kind of off of this lineup. Next, they have a negative plus minus when they're out in the court. That means that this team gets beat by a little bit around a point. It's actually 0.8. Like negative 0.8 points. So they actually get beat by a point when they're on the floor. I think that's really telling, because it's interesting that an entire team of All-Stars would be getting beat while they're on the floor. Now, perhaps you could say this is a small sample size, but I chose to make this video or this podcast for a while. They've been playing 12 games together, so I feel like that's a big enough sample size. Now, this next set is confusing, so stay with me. In lineups that have lost to the Warriors in Oracle, so that's basically teams who have went to Oracle and lost, those teams have put out 268 lineups that are better than the Warriors' death lineup by net rating. So that means opponents who have went to Oracle Arena and lost, 268 of those lineups are better than the death lineup that the Warriors are putting out right now. Now, that's extremely telling, because you would think, like, common sense tells you that the stat should favor the Warriors because the teams ended up losing to the Warriors at home. But actually, the 268 lineups disprove that thought. Now, that's really interesting that that many teams would have a better net rating than the Warriors. Now, I'm sure if you open up that stat, it would be insane how many teams' lineups. Now, this could be an entire team of bench players out on the floor that are better than the Warriors. It would be an astronomical number of lineups that are better than the Warriors based on net rating. Now, that's another interesting stat. Now, so really, you may be thinking, why is this Warriors lineup so bad then? I don't know if I would call it bad, but why is it so average, and why are the Warriors only getting this production out of a team of five All-Stars? That's five All-Stars. That is an unheard of thing to do. how are they so bad? Now, it's hard to tell. But defense and rebounding are a start. With this lineup on the floor, they are well below league average in offensive and defensive rebounding percentage. Now, rebounding percentage is how many times, like, the percentage of the time they rebound the ball. So on defense, they have a 67% defensive rebounding percentage. That is 6 points below the league average of 73%. And on offense, they have a 19% offensive rebounding percentage. And that is 8 points below the league average of 27%. Now, Boogie Cousins is an established center and someone that the Warriors haven't had in a while. The Warriors haven't had a established center in a good bit. You look back, you have Kevon Looney. Excuse me if I said that wrong. Zaza Pachulia. Oh, Lord. You have average centers, JaVale McGee, Andrew Bogut. You can go through the list of average centers. Now the Warriors have a good center, and this is by no means a bad rebounding lineup. Because you have Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, and DeMarcus Cousins. I feel like that lineup should be able to rebound. But no, they're getting out-rebounded a lot. Now you can combine this with awful defense. This team, this lineup is playing awful defense when they're out on the floor. Now, they have a defensive rating of 115. I think that could be rounded up to 116, if I remember correctly. But for people who don't know, that is awful. You want your defensive rating to be very low. So a league leader in defensive rating is the Milwaukee Bucks at 104. That is the best defensive rating in the league. Now, I think the worst is somewhere around 112. This Warriors lineup is at 115. That is why their net rating is so bad. Because they aren't playing good defense when they're out on the floor. Now, their offense is keeping them slightly alive because they have a amazing offensive rating when they're out on the floor of 116, 117, somewhere around there. That is very good. Very good. And is insane, but it's not enough to offset how bad they're playing defensive wise. And really, that's why they have had so much struggles. Now, I don't have this pulled up right in front of me, but the Warriors haven't exactly been good with this lineup. Like, if I remember correctly, the Warriors have really just been abysmal. They haven't been like 9-1, as you might expect. They've actually been kind of average. In their last 10, the Warriors are actually 6-4. Now, it's not like DeMarcus Cousins has added a new thing to this team that is making them so much better. They're actually just quite average right now. 6-4. Compared to the Bucks 8-2 and the Raptors 8-2 in the last 10 games. Pacers are 6-4, 76ers are 6-4. Pistons are actually 8-2 compared to the Warriors 6-4. So the Pistons have been better than the Warriors in the last 10 games. If that's not a telling stat, I don't know what is. Because it really is interesting. The Bulls are 6-4 over their last 10 games. Now, I'm sure a lot of people know how bad the Bulls are. And the Bulls have the same record over the last 10 games that the Warriors do. That is interesting. Now, I'm going to end the episode here, but what I want you to leave here with is that don't always trust media and that this Warriors lineup is something that can't be beat. This Warriors lineup is actually something that is hurting the Warriors. So next time you hear about something that can't be beat or something that is insane and maybe the end of the NBA as we know it, make sure you listen to this podcast first or look up the stats yourself, because the stats may reveal something completely different.